SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tributes have been many for former President Carter, who died yesterday at the age of 100. President-elect Trump says the nation owes Mr. Carter a debt of gratitude. President Biden calls our 39th president a man of principle, faith, and humility. Mr. Carter and his wife Rosalynn were the longest married presidential couple in American history.
The Carters were married for more than 76 years, longer than any other presidential couple. Throughout their marriage, Jimmy and Rosalynn read the Bible together aloud each night. They lived in Plains, Georgia, the tiny town where they were born and grew up.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A damage assessment underway after a powerful storm system roared across the deep south over the weekend. The storm spawned tornadoes, leaving at least four people dead. Also at SRNNews.com, South Korea planning safety inspections of all Boeing 737-800 airliners as investigators try to pinpoint the cause of a weekend plane crash that killed 179 people. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes says it's South Korea's worst aviation disaster in decades.
Many family and relatives have gathered inside the airport terminal. Temporary accommodation has been set up for them inside the terminal. They basically set up a large area of tents so the families can have privacy. They are very distressing scenes, many people crying, wailing last night and still this morning. We now understand from Korean media, South Korean media, that there were many families on this flight. We understood that there's a family of five who have all died. We also saw in South Korean media a family of eight have all perished in this flight.
Two crew members survived, South Korea's government declaring a seven-day period of national mourning. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 88 points, NASDAQ futures off 45 points. This is SRN News.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Couple of accidents as we get underway. 895 southbound. That's the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's all the way out near the ramp at the BW Parkway. It's in that area right before you get onto the ramp at 295. It's pretty much on the right side. I don't think it's going to be a big problem. But if you're going that far south and then picking up the parkway through there, where you may be heading over towards Washington Boulevard and the Beltway, so you'll have a brief delay on 895. The other wreck, we haven't seen it yet, apparently lane blockage, westbound Route 100 at the bridge at I-97, so far State Highway has decided not to turn the camera to take a look at it. It's on the bridge at I-97, so anybody westbound from Ritchie Highway on 100, definitely a heads up there with some lane blockage westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the mild side through midweek. Today, a sunny, dry day, 58. Tomorrow, showers in the afternoon, 56. Wednesday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, 50 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 55-year-old man facing charges related to illegal weapons that police had to detonate near a White Marsh shopping center. Local news outlets report that Michael Cameron is charged with possession of a destructive device and illegal possession of ammunition. Baltimore County police officers found items described as pyrotechnic in nature inside a vehicle near the shops at Nottingham Friday morning. By Friday afternoon, police said the situation was safely resolved and there was no threat threat to the public. A 30-year-old Baltimore County man was arrested Sunday after a Christmas Eve shooting that killed a 4-year-old and injured 2 others. Mark Jones is being held without bond after he allegedly killed his son Jacoby and wounded a woman and another child in the unit block of Breslin Court. Police say Jones sustained a self-inflicted gunshot in the incident, and investigators say the shooting was domestic-related. 4 former Ravens are among 15 modern-era player finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They're Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, Steve Smith Sr., and Willie Anderson. Inductees are announced during the Super Bowl February 6th. I'm Julie Reiter, 680 WCBM News.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
As we careen toward the end of the year, just about a day and a half left, or thereabouts. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean has the morning off, as does Gary Stein. You know that that show on Fox News called Outnumbered?
Oh, yeah.
Where they have 4 females in there, 1 lucky guy in the middle? I feel like we're on the WCBM version of that this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, I mean, really, Michelle Drusselli, our executive producer, and Jules, you're here. So, I mean, I'm the lucky guy in the middle. And looking forward to 3 great hours of radio between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Did you have a good holiday?
It was really nice. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
We make a big, fancy meal on Christmas Eve.
Ooh,
we go to church.
Big, fancy meal.
Yeah.
You mean like you use cheddar cheese in the mac and cheese, not just the American stuff.
Well, it's our best meal of the year. It's beef tenderloin with a crab cake.
Beef and a crab cake. I got it. Michelle, she has some deep pockets. So she's talking about beef tenderloin. A beef tenderloin.
Once.
A beef tenderloin. It's like $200.
Oh, wow.
It is. I'm serious. Because we had a gift certificate at a local grocery store, and I thought, well, I could probably get a couple of those with this. I could get part of one. I ordered 2, so I was kind of committed. But we had 1 this past summer, and we thawed another one out for Christmas. I have my son who lives in town, my daughter and her husband, and their daughter who lives in St. Louis. They were all in, so it was a good time.
Nice,
it was. And you know, watching a 3.5-year-old
at Christmas time. That's the best present of all. It's just a hoot. Although she did believe, I think, that all the presents were presents she was supposed to open. Every single one. And here's a present for Boba, which is what she calls me, from Aviva. I'll open it, Papa. Thank you so much.
Right.
That's great stuff. It really was. A lot of ground to cover today. Did you hear this story? It was over Christmas. I don't know the resolution to it. There's this guy over on the Eastern Shore who, during the Christmas holidays, went in at a Christmas service and disrupted the service by pouring booze into the chalice cup. This guy, what the hell's wrong with people?
Yeah,
I mean, that's just weird. Was he drunk? Does he have a protest we should all know about? I don't know how it was resolved or what his issue was. I saw the story on the 26th or 27th, and I thought, that is just strange why somebody would choose that particular form of behavior. And I don't know if it's a protest. I don't know if he was just drunk out of his mind. I don't know if he's an atheist and hates Christmas. I don't know.
What was really odd was he not only did it to one church,
right.
He went into, two other churches?
Yes.
So, I don't know. He's got to pay for something.
Well, yeah, you'd think. You'd think there's going to be consequences,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, exactly.
But if you look at it, is this a felony? No. It's probably three consecutive misdemeanors.
Mischief.
Yeah, mischief. Criminal mischief. So it's not going to get him all that much time. But you would think, this is where I think shame and shunning actually have a role, mm-hmm, in the culture. I really do. I think that one of the things we've done away with, and I think is a big mistake, is shame. Shaming somebody for their behavior. Refusing to have them in your life because of their behavior. And this is the kind of thing that I think is, that's all that's effective now. For this guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see that. So what? Three misdemeanors. Like a parking ticket. I mean, he's going to, laugh it off and be back next Christmas. I think he's got to be shunned. He's got to be shamed for what he did. And there has to be some kind, to get him out of this hole, he has to make a public apology and an explanation as to, what were you thinking?
Right.
I mean, you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to like Christmas. But I respect other individuals' holiday beliefs. And actually, Hanukkah began on the evening of the 25th as well. So you have both holidays there kind of all pushed together. But nobody's going to say, let's go, put out all the candles on the Hanukkah. I mean, it's just...
Right. I think in society today, there's a lack of self-control.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like you said, do we shame them? I don't know what the answer is.
Well, the lack of self-control is because there are no consequences.
Right.
So, but legally, what are the consequences for somebody pouring whiskey into holy water? I mean, that's not a felony. There's no jail time, I would imagine, no jail time associated with this. It's criminal mischief. He's going to pay a small fine, and he's going to feel somehow, I did my job. I did this. Whatever. And Marty emails, it kind of makes you wish you had caning in the public square. Have you seen the stocks?
Oh, yeah.
Put your head and your hands through and you're there. But it's just public shaming. If he walks into your store, I'm sorry, we don't do business with you. Go somewhere else, sir. Now, we have no business with you whatsoever. Which is what people say to Chuck Whitaker probably 15, 20 times a day.
And then I don't get out much anymore.
Yes.
I'm a shut-in. Yes. I guess I should be a shut-up.
No, not at all.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you, and it's good to be back. Did you have a good holiday?
I did. You?
Yeah, very nice. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, it's all yours, bud.
The wreck westbound Route 100 at I-97, they've cleared that now from the roadway, so we're back open there once again. There is a minor wreck on the shoulder, 895 southbound. It's way down towards Anne Arundel County near the BW Parkway on the 895 run southbound. So it's not going to be a big deal. A couple of vehicles and a police car off to the right side. The new wreck just in, eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway in Columbia, and there is some road blockage there. So 3 accidents this morning already. And here we are just at 6:15, and we should be much lighter than usual because of the holiday again this week. Ever so far, everybody else is doing fine. But the tunnels are clear, Beltway looks good, and you're wide open on the JFX from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Breezy this morning, otherwise mild, intervals of clouds and sun, and a high 58 degrees. Wow. Tonight, clear and cold, low 32 right now. Pikesville has 48, downtown Baltimore, it's 52. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 6:14 right now. And Chuck, we turn to you. In order to get some wisdom this morning.
That's a mistake.
I know. I know. But, you know, I mean, the other people who make fun of me all day long aren't here right now. Stein's not here. Sean's not here. So I'm kind of counting on you.
I'll make fun of you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you so very much. That's all good. You know, this is this kind of lack of responsibility, lack of, you know, actually having to pay for something. It's all over. Elizabeth Oyer, she's a government official. She's in charge of pardons. She's in charge of the pardon board.
Wow.
And they give recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where this stuff just makes me crazy. Listen to this.
Systemic racial disparities are absolutely a factor that we take into consideration in making our recommendations on clemency. To be clear, we don't look at the race of individual clemency petitioners. That's not a piece of information that we ask for in our clemency petition or that we solicit. But we do, of course, consider all of the data from the Sentencing Commission and other sources that shows systemic racial disparities that are baked into certain sentencing laws and practices.
This is somehow to justify what Joe Biden did. He's kind of cherry-picking which horrible, violent felons he's going to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess depending on how much melanin you have in your skin, you either increase or decrease your chance of a pardon from Joe Biden, the way it's worked.
Right. Sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, there's no other way of reading it. If indeed racial disparities will enter into the recommendations, what else can that possibly mean? Well, that means if two individuals commit exactly the same crime, one of them gets a pardon, the other one doesn't. The only difference is their race.
Right.
Does that seem sensible?
No. And then how do you feel if you're the family and one of your family members had their throat slashed, whatever the case may be, and this person is just now going to walk out?
Yeah.
Recourse, no nothing.
No. And we're talking violent criminals here.
Right, exactly.
Samantha Davis is a former GOP consultant, a big-time Republican voice, and she says this president has been going through cherry-picking which violent criminal gets pardoned and which violent criminal does not.
It's completely corrosive to the rule of law, to the justice system in this country, that Biden is cherry picking criminals and deciding which ones are going to get a different outcome. The principle of the rule of law is that we all know what the laws are and they're applied the same way to everybody regardless of who you are. And if Biden wanted to take a principled stand against the death penalty because he's Catholic, then why did he leave out 3 or 4 of these inmates and give them a different outcome?
Yeah, and that's a real question. You know, this is even more pernicious, or as pernicious as giving Hunter a get out of jail free card for the last 10 years.
Well, it's the whole deal of the administration last 4 years. Look who they went after.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah,
they armed everybody. What did they ever do with the 80,000 IRS people that they were supposed to hire? Did that ever happen?
87,000, yes, the money is there for that. But, of course, the money can be funneled into something else, and I suspect it will be.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
If I have my bet, Chuck, it's going to be that 87,000 is going to get funneled into Border Patrol agents instead of IRS agents.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because that makes sense to me.
Sure.
We've had 4 years of absolutely idiotic behavior when it comes to this administration's governance. By the way, here's a real curious fact, Chuck. You may not have realized this. The United States' southern border is exactly the same as Mexico's northern border. What a coincidence, huh?
Duh. I never would have figured that out.
Really? It just came to me.
That's a very real grand thought.
Oh, thank you very much. Remember Scott Brown? He was a senator for about a week and a half out of Massachusetts, Republican guy.
Right.
He said 4 years ago that Joe Biden was not exactly up to snuff.
Now, I've said he's been on vacation for more than 4 years. I noted when he first got elected that he was in diminished capacity, and we should all be very concerned.
Yeah. 4 years ago, he said he has diminished capacity.
Right.
And, of course, then the swamp media and the Biden administration decided to hide that from us the best they could for his entire administration.
Right.
And Brown says what we've seen then is we've seen 4 years of this dementia impacting in a weakness in both domestic and foreign policy that has impacted our standing in the world.
And our foes see it, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, they all see it. That's why you're seeing a lot of the unrest. You see, obviously, you know, a Chinese ship dragging their anchor to create havoc with cables. Certainly what's happening with China and Taiwan, what's happening in Ukraine when Biden really didn't do what he needed to do with regard to Russia, kind of gave him a green light. Just a little incursion would be okay.
Yeah,
and those types of things would never happen under President Trump.
Remember that statement? Just a little incursion? I mean, he was talking about, well, they can come across the border just a little bit, and that was okay.
Right.
My jaw hit the floor when he said that.
I know. Well, all of that's over in about 25 days.
You've got that right. 620 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck, we'll check back with you on traffic and weather on the threes in just a few minutes from right now. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention, all kitchen and bath remodelers, free expert design service, and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
The Sage of South Central is back on your radio. This is Larry Elder. Join me Sundays at 10 p.m. as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election. Let's get to work on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. The 30th of December, just one more day after this, and we're off to a brand new year. It's funny because this is how things change, Jules, over time. It used to be that I could guarantee you that I'd be putting the wrong year on my checks.
Oh, for sure.
For the first month.
Yeah.
I no longer write checks. I mean, I tell the bank to write their check on a particular day. They do it. Curiously, they never get the year wrong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is like gone by the way of the buggy whip. I put the wrong date on the check again. I mean, so, no, it's all gone. Memory of yesteryear. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, a couple of emails in. Marty says that this is only said to Chuck at the all-you-can-eat buffets and at the Westview Inn. The idea somehow that, sorry, you can't be here no more. Coming up, Jason Chaffetz has some rather harsh things to say about Joe Biden, and he is observing what an awful lot of us have observed, and that is, you know who has actually done more in the past couple of months since November? I mean, the last 2 months, full 2 months now, is whether it be Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Take a guess where Jason Chaffetz comes down on this, and you're probably going to be right. Also, by the way, you realize Joe Biden has been on vacation for 40% of the time he's been the president. 40% of the time he's been on vacation. And really? This is a guy who the term is put a lid on things when the day is done with that no more news that day. They put a lid on things in the Biden administration like 11 o'clock in the morning. And he goes and naps for the rest of the day when he is working. But 40% of the time, he wasn't even there. He's on the beach. 623, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
A little bit slow here on 895 northbound. I don't know what the problem was. May have been a broken down vehicle, but it was backed up. And then as I was looking at that coming out of the toll plaza northbound on 895, I noticed there is a police car in the middle of the plaza on the northbound side. So not much of a backup right there, but it's a little bit slow going into the tunnel. So whatever it is, there's an incident northbound 895. 895 as you're coming up to the Old Harbor Tunnel. Everybody's southbound, still running okay. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. Capitol Beltway ride looks good. We're fine through Annapolis. The accident in Howard County in Columbia on Route 32 eastbound at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pretty nice day today. Temperatures will be moderate. 59 degrees for the high today, which is just kind of stunning. If you think about this, we're in December. Pikesville right now, 48 degrees. Dundalk, 55 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To the phones we go. Mark is in Baltimore. He is first up on this Monday morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bruce and company. By the way, we wish you and all your listeners a happy Hanukkah. Today is day 5 of the 8-day festival that goes through this Thursday, January 2nd through the day. In reference to the topic you started at the beginning of the disruption of religious services and activities, I can pretty much tell you that as far as the Jewish community is concerned, we're already, I know people who are already trained to deal with such incidents. Well, we have to deal with terrorism and all that, as you can understand, on a higher level. Mm-hmm. Something simple like this, someone coming a drug, or shikr, as we say in Yiddish, or anything like that, or just simple measurements, because we don't know how to deal with that person and all that. Oh. I don't know where the people were in these three instances, where they could, and they couldn't even stop it the first time. So, but we're well organized. So you get the idea.
Yeah, well, Mark, the problem is, you say just the first time. We went to three different churches and did this. So it's not like the churches have each other on a hotline. You know, they're not going to call up each other in the middle of the service and say, oh, watch out, there was a drunk guy on the loose. So, yeah, each time was a fresh occurrence for them. And it's not unusual to have somebody walk into a church. You think he's going to go take communion, and then he gets up there and misbehaves in the fashion he did. That's not all that unusual to have happen. Just his behavior in each church was horrible.
Hey, I had no idea that they could just walk in like that.
Well, sure. Okay. Well, come on now. People can walk into the synagogue, can't they?
They can, but right. It's a little bit more different because we have to know our history, you know, and so forth. We're well trained for that. But all I'm simply asking, regardless of which religious institution, which faith, it should be well organized to deal with the little situations like that as well as the big situations. That's why I want to know. What was the security or whatever.
Well, these are these are three small churches on the Eastern Shore. You're not talking about this guy going into, either going into Grace Church or Second Presbyterian or one of the big congregations here in Baltimore. These are three small churches. I think two of them are parishes, Catholic. They may all be. I don't know. But he's going into these three small churches and doing this. I can walk into pretty much any church on any Sunday and not be shamed, not be frisked. The assumption is there you are there to worship, not the assumption is you're there to cause mischief or something more serious. Mark, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. All right, asked you the question a couple of seconds ago. Who do you think has accomplished more since November? Joe Biden, who, by the way, is back on vacation. He's back on vacation. Why should he be paying attention to government? Come on, he's on the way out. Just leave it all to Kamala Harris. I'm sure she'll take care of it. No, she's in witness protection, apparently. But Jason Chaffetz, a former congressperson, though he's over at Fox News, says it's pretty clear who's actually accomplished more since November.
He's done more to secure our border and take care of the United States on all fronts. I mean, yeah, Guatemala, he put Mexico on notice. The flow slowed down there. Justin Trudeau up in Canada, came running to Mar-a-Lago, pleading, hoping that he could have a moment of the president's time. I think he's put China on notice as it relates to the Panama Canal. He's demanded that our hostages be released by Hamas, promising, you know, all kinds of chaos to go on in the Middle East if those hostages are not returned. He's put Iran on notice. I mean, this is what an active president should be doing.
Yeah, and this is, of course, Donald Trump he's talking about. And Joe Biden is on vacation. We have American hostages being held still by Hamas. And Joe Biden and Blinken, Nicken, and Nod have all basically said, yeah, okay, oh my gosh, it's really not nice for you to do this. This is echoes of Jimmy Carter. It really is. I note this in part because Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend. Jimmy Carter was 100 years old. He and Rosalynn were married longer than any other president and first lady have been married. It's a remarkable story. A very nice, very decent man. A really, in my view, horrible president, but a nice and decent man. More on that coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or hearing your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Talk to Melissa Segev and her team. They take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area, 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. 6:30 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tom, once again for news, and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A man and a woman in their 20s are in stable condition following a shooting Friday night in East Baltimore. Baltimore police say the shooting happened at the intersection of East North Avenue and Asquith Street around 8:30. Police identified the victims only as a 23-year-old woman and a 25-year-old man. No word yet on suspects or what led to that shooting. Baltimore police are investigating a Sunday morning shooting in southeast Baltimore, and it happened at around 9:30 in the 2300 block of Milliman Avenue. The victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Homicide detectives are investigating due to the severity of the injuries. Baltimore City officials say high levels of Legionella bacteria have been found in two more city buildings. Officials announced yesterday the results from precautionary water testing found elevated Legionella bacteria levels at City Hall and the Abel Wollman Municipal Building. Testing has just begun at the Benton Building on East Fayette Street. Three city courthouses reopened last week after they were closed due to high levels of the bacteria. The City Health Department has not received any reports of confirmed cases of Legionnaire's disease. And Baltimore's investigating a new weapon against its rat population, birth control. Officials with the city's Public Works Department say they plan to use a contraceptive called ContraPest to reduce the city's rat population. The liquid birth control is not harmful to humans or animals. Up to 15,000 vermin a year can be produced from one rodent couple and their offspring. And in sports, the Ravens are controlling their own destiny entering the final week of the regular season after blowing out the Houston Texans on Christmas Day. Baltimore leads the AFC North at 11-5. The Ravens can clinch the division along with the third seed in the conference with a win over the Browns in the season finale Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. Up next, we'll check traffic and the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Here's last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 833, and the pick 4 was 5190. Now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new minor accident reported on the Parkway southbound, the BW Parkway, near the Beltway. Haven't seen it yet, but you may get an impact there if you're traveling around that interchange over on the southwest side. If you're in Columbia, there's a wreck there. Had some lane blockage about 20 minutes ago, eastbound Route 32. It's in the area of Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the mild side through midweek. Today, a sunny, dry day, 58. Tomorrow, showers in the afternoon, 56. Wednesday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, 50 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's nice to know that innovation is alive and well in Baltimore City. I guess the first approach that was considered was to fit all the rats with IUDs, but that proved to be impractical for some reason. So or tiny little rat condoms.
Tiny little. That visual is not good.
No. It's and what do you, sir? I fit them with. Never mind. It's opened a whole new area of comedy for us for the next year. I'll tell you, it really has. It's, you know, they've considered doing that, and I really think they should with the deer population.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's some way of doing this with deer as well as with rats, because there's no natural predator for the deer here now, except for human beings and the bumper of your car. And, I mean, that's where my car is right now. It's in the shop because a deer attacked me on the way to work a month ago. I've been driving around with the front bumper kind of, and the front bumpers are no longer made of metal. They're plastic. So I've been this flapping plastic piece in front of the vehicle announcing my arrival wherever I go. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to have some of that taken care of. When I drove to work this morning, I don't know about you, in my neighborhood, I saw literally maybe 18 to 20 deer on people's front yards. I'm just out in a suburban neighborhood. I'm not out in the, you know, I'm not in farm country. I mean, so they're everywhere. I don't know where they domicile during the day. You know, maybe they're renters. So maybe they're maybe it's like the deer version of Section 8 housing. I don't know how this works, but it could be. It could be. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Victor is in Silver Spring. He's next up. Victor, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I find Trump more entertaining, and I really am getting a kick out of him taunting Justin Trudeau. Now, I know a couple of things about Canada that make sense. Now, I remember the Quebec situation back in 1993, and there was a book came out. It was called Breakup, and the scenario was that Quebec became a separate country. So what happens? The eastern provinces are cut off completely, so they're forced to join the United States. The western provinces, and today Alberta, is ready to join the U.S. There was a guy, I don't know who he is, but he's swearing his allegiance to the U.S. Constitution. So it's going to be fun watching this go back and forth between Trump and Justin Trudeau. And I'm wondering if the Canadians are finally fed up with this guy once and for all.
Well, I think Trudeau's approval numbers are in the basement right now. I think that his administration is on the way out, and the Conservatives will be the next government in Canada. But remember, the Quebecois, the problem, they have the same problem there that exists in any country where you don't have a single common language. There is a very specific different worldview in Quebec than there is in the rest of Canada because of heritage, because of language, because of who the people in Quebec are. And this has always been an issue, and it continues to be an issue. And one of the things I've talked about for 25 years or more, is that if we end up in the same situation here, and right now there are parts of states, significant parts of some of our border states, where there is one language spoken, it's Spanish. You'll go to a town, all the signs are in Spanish, all the ads are in Spanish, because there's Spanish speaking there. Well, that means they're being raised with a culture that is specifically different from the North American culture that we've been used to. Now, will they be absorbed into the greater body politic? Sure, I suppose, over time. But it creates a short-term problem for us, just as Quebec has been, not just a short-term, but a long-term problem for the Canadians. One note on this, Victor, by the way. It wouldn't be that the eastern provinces are forced to join the United States. They would be blessed to join the United States. All right. So I don't think that people can say, oh, my, I'm forced to join the U.S. now. And I mean, thank God we're now in a country where they have a First Amendment, for example, which they do not have in Canada. All right. Thanks, Victor, for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Toll-free long distance, 1-800-WCBM-680. Quick recollection, if I might. Back in 1976, a million years ago, I was actually at this radio station doing music. And I was hired, Lou Grasmick, I think, was the guy behind it, big builder at the time, Nancy Grasmick's husband. Lou Grasmick hired me to MC this big event down at the Baltimore Civic Center. I can't remember what it was called that month. But I said, that's great. I'm glad to do it. And they said, well, here are the provisos. And it was like $500 for this thing, which is a lot of money for me. You have to dress as Uncle Sam. And you can't be funny. Don't say anything that gets a laugh, because Bob Hope was on the show, and Bob Hope had written in his contract he was the only person who could be funny on stage. Wow. Everybody else who was booked, I think it was Ray Charles that was there, and Joey Heatherton, and the Young Americans. It was a massive show. And, you know, that's a separate story. But at that event, Jimmy Carter came through in the back, shaking hands. This was, you know, during the campaign, 76. And at that time, nobody knew who the hell he was. And he just came through shaking hands, seemed like a pleasant guy. You know, I got the cursory 1.5-second handshake, and then on. And then he became president. And I thought at the time, well, he seemed like a nice, decent guy when I met him. And reflection, he is was a nice, decent man. He did more post-presidency to prove how decent a human being he is, or was, I'm still adjusting to that, than any other president that I can think of. His continuing work with Habitat for Humanity, which continued until, I think it was age 96, I mean, is really remarkable. Most ex-presidents, can you imagine Obama doing this? No, but frankly, I can't imagine George W. Bush doing this either. I'm trying to be fair here. I can't imagine Bill Clinton doing this. They're operating a very different kind of stratosphere than we're in. But he was out there with hammer and nails working for Habitat all the time. He just poured himself into it. He would, apparently, in Plains, which is this tiny little town in Georgia, that he, where he met his wife, I think, he was like three and she was an infant. Her mom delivered her or something like this. His mom delivered her. But they were together forever and ever and ever. And they used to just engage with all the folks, taught Sunday school, just a good, decent man. In my view, a horrible president in well over his head. And I'll never forget one comment that Eugene McCarthy made to me at that time. I interviewed him. And he was talking about the other candidates for the presidency. And he said, Jimmy Carter, if he's qualified to do anything, is qualified to be Secretary of Agriculture. Because his dad was a peanut farmer. He was a peanut farmer. He knew that. But Jimmy Carter became president. And I still think he would have been a really good Secretary of Agriculture. But a nice, decent man, dead at the age 100. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And for some reason this morning, it's busy. There's a new wreck on the ramp now from the inner loop of the Beltway to go north onto 83. It's kind of a windy ramp. If you take that ramp, kind of go around to the right, then you come back to the left. Right as you come back underneath the Beltway, that's where the accident is. So there is a backup on that ramp. If you're coming over east on the eastbound side of the Beltway from the JFX, taking the ramp to northbound 83, it looks like right now traffic is getting by, but probably in just a single lane at that point. And yet another new accident, Howard County, southbound Route 29 at the ramp at Route 100. They're still working on the wreck eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. And the minor wreck earlier, pretty much on the shoulder now, BW Parkway southbound near the Beltway. Not going to be a big problem there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild today and a high about 58 degrees. Chuck, tonight clear and a low 35. For tomorrow, a high again around 55 degrees. Dondo Cass, 55 right now. Edgewater, 49 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, once again, it is time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest really food and beverage industry, all in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
Boy, what did you eat?
Yeah, what did you eat?
What did you eat? I don't remember.
Anything that was in front of me.
Well, true. In some cases.
Really. Anything that's been in front of me for the last couple of weeks, I've eaten it. And now I'll be paying for that through March, probably.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right, Chuck. Oreo is now dropping six new treats for 2025.
Oh.
Here's a sneak peek. One of them is the Oreo Game Day Cookie. It's available, but in limited numbers. So if you go to your store, you might want to get the Game Day Cookie. Mm-hmm. It's basically an Oreo, but has different embellishments on it instead of the Oreo logo and all that stuff. But apparently, it's a football or something. Mm-hmm. But it's available right now.
All right.
Next on the list, Oreo Loaded. They're going to be on the shelves by...
I've had that.
I've had Oreo.
I've had Oreos when I've been loaded.
I've had an entire sleeve of Ritz crackers when I've loaded. So
yes.
Know the feeling exactly.
And Chips Ahoy for a chaser.
Oh, yes. That's very nice that way.
Yes.
The cookies feature the signature Oreo chocolate cookie, original mega stuff level cream, and they're loaded with bits of real Oreo cookie pieces. Think of this as Oreo's inception. In other words, you have an Oreo inside an Oreo. Then finally, Oreo...
It sounds the voice.
Yes. Also on the third, Golden Oreo Cakesters, which is like the Oreo Cakester, but the golden one. Oreo Cakester is becoming a permanent addition. The twist is the Oreo Golden Sandwich Cookie, a fan favorite Oreo Cakester's soft-baked snack, now being offered with a cream filling stuffed between two pillowy golden cakes.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah. And I think, if I recall correctly, you dated a golden cakes for a while, didn't you? I'm pretty sure. No comment.
No. Yes. I ended up with little Debbie snack cakes, so what can I tell you?
Yeah, well, it was a step up, believe me.
Step, no doubt about it.
She married down, you married up, as we all do, right?
Well, I didn't have far to go. I was in the gutter, so I just stepped up once.
Goldfish ringing in 2025 with new savory and sweet flavors. A sneak peek from Goldfish, Chuck. And you can have as Oreo's chasers, actually.
Right.
Yeah. They have dropping two new flavors, spicy dill pickle and barbecue. Golden Crisps have now been met with popular demand since they launched. The two new flavors just the latest permanent flavors to join the crisp portfolio since it launched in December 2023. Also, of course, you have sour cream and onion, cheddar, and sea salt and vinegar. Try to grab all of them in January and decide which one you like best. Always like a press release, which, of course, it was. And this, Chuck, is right up your alley, because I know, you know, you spend money. You spend money.
Yeah.
Stephen Curry has a new bourbon out. Yes, mm-hmm. Basketball bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called. But he has a new Gentleman's Cut, is what it's called. It's a Kentucky Straight bourbon. It's only... Well, I know, you know, Michelle, you're known to put away like half a bottle before you go into
it. What?
Per show.
No comment.
Working with me will drive people to drink, so it's completely understandable. This bottle of Gentleman's Cut is only $950.
Mm.
Only $950. That's the headline. It's only $950.
Oh, boy.
Really? You can buy a TV for that. And finally, General Mills has 9 new cereals coming out for 2025. This is so exciting. You have Cheerios Oat Crunch Chocolate. You have, which is the Strawberry Vanilla Chex. These are just a few of the new flavors. You have the new cereal offering. You have Bluey Cereal. Cascadian Farm Fruit and Nut Granola. Cheerios, what is it? Cheerios Protein and Cinnamon. And Cheerios Protein and Strawberry. And Cheerios Oat Crunch and Chocolate. A couple of new Nature Valley, which is also a Cheerios brand. Granola and Dipped Chocolate. Oh, that's healthy.
I wonder what RFK Jr. is going to say about all that.
Uh-huh. It says a granola dipped in chocolate. Now, if you look at the ingredients in granola, like the top ingredient is sugar.
Right.
Right.
I mean, unless, and you, muesli, I think, is the name for that without sugar in it. I think granola without sugar is called muesli.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's all...
Yep, exactly right. And finally, of course, the Strawberry Vanilla Chex.
Just wonderful.
For those of us who grew up on Wheat Chex
and Corn Chex. You might as well just eat the lid on the box. That's what it tastes like.
I had a bowl of that just yesterday, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, very tasty.
That stuff will ruin you.
Well, you know what the problem is? I had the lid on the top. I had no way of closing it up again. Thank you, Chuck.
What, Chuck? Cut the lid up in little pieces.
Yeah, and really,
that's good.
It's very tasty.
All right.
We'll check back in a couple.
Right.
650, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, Jim emails in. Good morning, all. And over in the Outer Banks, it's not just a deer hazard. They have black bears as well. So they have a fair number of bear strikes down here. It's warm enough. The bears don't really hibernate. They just take naps. So, look, I mean... The nice thing is most insurance companies don't charge you your full deductible if the deer attacks you. Here's a tip, by the way. You didn't hit the deer. The deer jumped out of the bushes and attacked you. Well, in my case, it was true. Of course, my granddaughter said, yes, it was a reindeer. And after it hit Boba's car, it flew away to be back with Santa.
Aww.
So, but still.
It flew away, all right.
Yes. But actually, it wasn't damaged. Because I have a friend who's a hunter. I mean, it was brutally early in the morning, but I called him. I said, Zach, I told him exactly where I was driving. Get over there because there might be fresh deer there. Because beyond the part that's emaciated where you hit it, it's a good meat. And he went over and says, nothing there. So the deer walked away. But it scared the hell out of me. So there you go. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 651.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the great lineup at WCBM. Join me this Sunday afternoon at 4 for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
652, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tom is in Catonsville. Tom, good morning, buddy. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, sure. Good morning. Yeah, Happy New Year to everyone. I just wanted to bring up a point I recently heard about Jimmy Carter. I lived through the Carter era, and I remember it really was not successful.
No.
I remember thinking the whole time, why can't he get anything done? What's going on? Then I saw something recently where it was like a documentary on his life, and it talked about how when he came to Washington, he brought his Georgia crowd, and they wanted to do a whole lot of things differently, but they hit that deep state wall, and they would not move on him. And unlike Trump, he was no force of nature. He couldn't go over it, around it, or through it. So he just stalled, and we suffered for those 4 years. So I don't think it was all his fault. It was a lot of the deep state. And now that we know what the deep state is capable of, it's completely understandable.
Yeah. By the way, it's interesting. Tom, thanks for your call very much. It's interesting to note that Jimmy Carter got screwed by the deep state when he was in Washington, D.C. I remember I bought my first home as a condo, and I had really good credit rating at the time. 17% interest rate. 17%. That's crazy making time.
Mm-hmm.
653, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I bought a house for $72,000, and the house payment was $1,200 a month.
Wow.
14%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You must have had a really good credit rating to get all the way down to 14%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a diamond in the rough. Now I'm just a rough in the diamond.
I don't know. I think your missus is kind of smooth the edges over time.
Yeah, sure. You know me too well. Let's stop lying right now.
Okay.
The inner loop ramp from the Beltway. If you're coming east on the Beltway from the JFX, you take the ramp to northbound 83. Right as you come back under the Beltway, the wreck is on the right side. So it's a single lane there. The ramp is backed up. You'll see a delay as you're coming over from the JFX ramp. If you're taking that ramp to northbound 83, be prepared. Right now, it could be maybe 7-10 minutes possibly for the tail end of that backup. That's the only problem on the Beltway, and up to this point, we have not seen anything major. A little more traffic now, and getting busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Today, mild, 58, the high. Tonight, clear, low 35. Tomorrow should be around 55. Bel Air right now has 49 degrees, and Ellicott City right now, also 49 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Back to the phones. Kurt is in Edgewater. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning. Joe Biden's brain's been on vacation the whole 4 years.
Yeah. I think there's some argument that that's the case. You know, as Scott Brown, we played the audio for you earlier this hour. This guy was, I think he was still senator then. He may have lost his reelection bid by then up in Massachusetts. But he said at the time, he said, the guy is failing. This was 4 years ago. People around him, people who knew him, dealt with him in as VP or prior to that as a senator, saw that he was going downhill. If you take a look at the speeches of Joe Biden, and I thought he was a vicious guy. You go back to the Borg hearings, he was vicious. He was a horrible man. But he was sharp, and he was on his game. I never had that sense in the last 4 years. I just never had the sense he was on his game.
As opposed to Chuck's mouth, which never stops working.
That's right. Well, which we know we're very thankful for, by the way, Kurt.
So, I got, don't forget, Jimmy Carter was a big-time anti-Semite.
Yes, he
I
was.
I haven't heard anybody mention that yet. I'm not, you know, not just talking about your show, but anybody anywhere talk about what an anti-Semite he was.
My cousin was on his Secret Service detail. He was there at Camp David for the Camp David Accords, what came out of it. And, you know, his observations on Carter was that he was a generally nice man. But obviously we come from a Christian background, and Rick didn't have to deal with any of the potential anti-Semitism. He didn't know any, didn't see any. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Toll-free long distance, it's 1-800-WCBM-680. Congressman Pat Fallon says, you know, the current stink, and we'll talk a lot more about this in the next half hour. Current stink about Donald Trump saying Panama and Greenland, beware, because we may be coming for you. In other words, we may want you as ours. What Pat Fallon says is you got to give Trump one thing. He does get people's attention.
You know what he does? He gets people's attention. When he says 25% tariffs on all imported goods from two of our major trading partners, that gets their attention. And he will follow through. I don't think he'll have to, because Canada and Mexico need the United States far more than we need them.
Yeah. They need us a hell of a lot more than we need them. And we're going to make sure that the trading partners that we deal with are dealing with us on a fair basis. And Fallon says that, you know, Canada and Mexico, they can read the tea leaves. They're not stupid over there. They will read the tea leaves, and they will make the decision that's the only practical decision for them to make.
If they're going to allow this kind of mass unlawful migration, then that might have to be a penalty that's incurred. Again, I don't think it'll happen, because they will bend to what they're going to do what's right and bend to President Trump's will.
They will do what's right, and they will indeed bend to President Trump's will, something that would never happen. Again, I draw the contrast between Donald Trump and Jimmy Carter. Carter did not have the will, the force of nature will, to make that kind of stuff happen. Mike emails in, here is the legacy of Jimmy Carter. High interest rates, inflation, the debacle in Iran, giving away the Panama Canal. That's his legacy. You're right. That is his legacy. And again, I think the man, well, he's a nice enough guy, or was a nice enough guy, but I think he was completely incompetent as president. The funny thing is, at the time, he was running because, I forget who his boss was, Rickover, I think, who said, why not the best? Remember that phrase from the Carter administration? Why not the best? I think that was a book that he wrote early on. You know, he just tried to do the JFK thing and write a successful book. But it was, why not the best? Well, because you don't have the best to offer, unfortunately. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song? Or maybe conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Maybe happening to you, to your son, your daughter, your spouse, mom, dad, whatever the case might be. If this kind of suffering sounds familiar, no matter what the age range involved is, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and she gives you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area, 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. State funeral for former President Carter planned for Thursday, January 9th. Mr. Carter, who died yesterday in Plains, Georgia, was 100 years old. He's being lauded for his humanitarian work, including many years working with Habitat for Humanity. And he's being remembered for his strong Christian faith. Jimmy Carter was a little-known Georgia governor when he ran for president in 1976.
As a governor and former peanut farmer, Carter began his White House bid as an underdog. He was an outspoken Baptist and connected with many Americans because of his promise not to lie following President Nixon's Watergate scandal. In 1976, he defeated then-President Ford and went on to serve a single term before losing to Ronald Reagan. While Carter's presidency was marked by double-digit inflation and a lengthy hostage crisis in Iran, many people were inspired by his post-presidential life, which included volunteer work and years of teaching Sunday school. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the powerful storms, tornadoes that raked the deep south over the weekend are blamed for at least four deaths. One of those fatalities in North Carolina, where the State Highway Patrol says 70-year-old victim was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He's driving about 40 miles an hour down the roadway, and all of a sudden that tree falls, and it falls direct. I don't even think he saw it coming. And I'm almost 100% sure he died instantly.
South Korea mourning the loss of 179 people killed in a weekend plane crash. Investigators now working to determine the cause of the country's worst aviation disaster in decades. Only two people, members of the crew, survived the crash. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 68 points. NASDAQ futures 33 points lower. And the S&P futures 11 points in the red ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News.
Important alert. Home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Delays on the Beltway topside as you're coming over the inner loop from Green Spring from the JFX. You're taking the ramp to go north onto 83. Right as you start that curve and then get up onto 83, there's an accident there right before the bridge ends there at the Beltway. So the right side of that ramp is still away, taken away, and then the left side is open. There's a backup on the ramp, not quite back to the JFX, but it's still going to be 6, 7, maybe 8 minutes for the traffic on the inner loop in a single lane. Once you get up towards Timonium Road, you're good to go. It looks like they're still working on the wreck in Howard County towards Columbia, so watch for that eastbound Route 32 in the area at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the mild side through midweek. Today, a sunny, dry day, 58. Tomorrow, showers in the afternoon, 56. Wednesday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, 50 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 30-year-old Baltimore County man was arrested Sunday after a Christmas Eve shooting that killed a 4-year-old and injured two others. Mark Jones is being held without bond after he allegedly killed his son, Jacoby, and wounded a woman and another child in the unit block of Breslin Court. Police say Jones sustained a self-inflicted gunshot in the incident. According to investigators, the shooting was domestic-related. Anne Arundel County police are looking for the suspect who robbed a person at an ATM on Laurel Fort Meade Road. Police say the suspect approached, assaulted, and robbed a person who withdrew money from the Navy Federal Credit Union overnight Friday. That suspect fled on foot after a strong-arm robbery, and despite a search of the area, police were unable to locate them. Anyone with information is asked to call police. And in sports, men's college basketball, Maryland has won 3 in a row. The 11-2 Terps visit Washington Thursday night, and UMBC snapped its 2-game skid with a 96-93 victory in double OT at American. The Retrievers are 8-7. I'm Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Did you get that present you desire this holiday? If not, come to Westminster Speed and Sound as we have what you always wanted. Remote car starters are one of our most popular products, as you'll never go out to a cold car again or have to worry about scraping windows. We even have smartphone controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as you'll experience increased comfort, reduced glare, and protect your skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And then there's ceramic paint coatings that'll make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. Truck accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products have been popular for decades around here. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean has the morning off. Gary Stein has the morning off. We don't. We're here. From now until 9 o'clock this morning, and then Kimberly Kasich in from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up toward the course of this hour, we're going to be talking some about TikTok. It's become a big thing in the news, apparently. So we'll talk about that. Actually, I've never actually been on TikTok. I've grabbed some stuff that is posted on other social media from TikTok, but it's a generational thing, I suppose. And that is part of what Donald Trump is wrestling with. Now, we'll talk about that later on this hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, though, some clear-eyed analysis from Scott Jennings, who currently is owning Chicken Noodle News. He is the lone Republican over there. He's kind of a moderate Republican, but boy, I tell you, he has taken the fire to them right now, and they don't know exactly how to deal with it. Here he is this past week.
Here's 10 seconds. Democrats are the party of uncommon nonsense. Republicans are the party of common sense. It's why our tent right now is full of such a wide ideological spectrum. People are flocking to the Republicans because we stand for common sense.
Yeah.
And Democrats have taken on all this uncommon fringe nonsense. And if they are in the toilet, my advice, flush away the fringe and the people who have drug you down there.
Now, one of the things that I observe out of this election is it would be very interesting to watch what the Democrats do between now and 4 years from now, when they run for the presidency again. Because if they go the direction of the squad, which is, you know, a fair thing they might choose to do, squad's very powerful, I think they'll be a minority party for a very long time. I would suggest they may go in a different direction, and one that might surprise you. I would suggest that 4 years from now, they're going to be the party of John Fetterman. And Fetterman will have a major voice and the Democrat convention, if not be the nominee or the vice presidential nominee in 4 years for the Democrats. That would indicate a return to traditional Democrat principles. Fetterman occasionally does sound actually kind of reasonable, if you listen to the guy. And that is where the Democrats used to be. They would sound kind of reasonable. And they went further and further and further and further to the left. Do they have a sense of self-preservation? Will they take those steps necessary to hang around, or will they be a 21st century version of the Whig Party? The Whig Party elected Zachary Taylor in 1852. He was the last Whig president because the Whig Party disappeared after that. Between 1852 and 1860, the Whig Party dissolved. A bunch of former Whigs founded this thing called the Republican Party up in a little white schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. And they ran this guy named Abraham Lincoln for the presidency in 1860. And that was the birth of the GOP. So I wonder if that's what's going to happen to the Democrats. Will they simply dissolve and a new party grow out of it? Or will they tack toward the center in the next 4 years and the Democrats may become the party of John Fetterman? Look, I made a lot of fun of John Fetterman at first. I still had some pretty severe reservations, but he no longer comes off as a doofus. And 4 years is a long time to polish that image between now and then. He would actually have to learn to do something like wear a tie and a suit. And that could be a hurdle too far for him, but we'll see what happens. Jennings says, when you're talking about Donald Trump, Donald Trump is saying, we may simply retake the Panama Canal. Again, Jimmy Carter just gave it away. Hey, you want a canal? I got a spare one. Here, it's yours. Carter just gave it away to Panama. We built it. We maintained it. We serviced it. And Jimmy Carter said, yeah, you know what? I don't want it anymore. It's like last year's Christmas toys. I don't want them anymore. Just give it away. Thanks, Jimmy. But Donald Trump has said that, and he said that we may do the same with Greenland. Now, there's a reason for this stuff going on. The reason is, one word, China. If China gets full control of the Panama Canal, we're screwed. If China gets the resources and the minerals that exist under the ground in Greenland, we're screwed, and NATO is really screwed because Greenland is a very important strategic place for us and for our European allies. So what Donald Trump is doing is laying down a marker. Yeah, he's doing it in a typical Trumpian fashion. He's saying, hey, well, you know what? Guess what? We're going to do this. We're going to do it big. And the nervous Nellies over on the Democrat side are saying, Scott Jennings points out, who cares what they say?
If it angers Panama, if it hurts relations with Panama, the calculation is it won't and it doesn't matter?
Do I care if Panama is angry? What, is Van Halen going to come and be upset about it? I mean, honestly, I need them to understand, and Donald Trump needs them to understand, that we are the dominant superpower in this hemisphere, and he needs to have a conversation with them about that, and I hope that he does, and yes, they are an ally, but this is a vital thing.
Yeah. The Panama Canal is vital for us. It's vital for any Navy who wants to get their Navy from the Pacific to the Atlantic or the Atlantic to the Pacific if the ships fit through there. Now, are there better alternatives? Yeah, it could be. Going through Nicaragua would be an alternative. Of course, that has its own set of problems, doesn't it? 713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Just had a look through Annapolis. Nothing major there from the Bay Bridge. Most of the traffic early in the morning is westbound. So right now, it's Stevensville onto the main span, Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge towards I-97. Everybody's in good stead there. We don't see any big problems at all southbound with the heavier traffic there in the morning at both the harbor tunnels. Northbound travel is good. And in case you are traveling early today, all the major interstates are open. It looks like they've pretty much wrapped up this wreck now on the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to northbound 83. If there is anything left, it looks like now it's on the shoulder, even the ramp traffic. I can see it back there in the distance. The ramp traffic is moving a little better, but still slow from the Beltway on that ramp to northbound 83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today, mild, around 58 for the high. Tonight, clear and a low around 35. And for tomorrow, back up to around 55 degrees. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, Edgewater has 53 degrees and Hunt Valley has 53 as well. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time right now for our mega, mega movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
President-elect Donald Trump, the question will be whether or not they have a house that can certify the results of the election on January 6th, which I think is when they're supposed to do it. And they can't do that until they have a Speaker of the House, and that is a bit of a sticking problem for the GOP. We'll see within the next week, quite obviously, whether we maintain the same staff at the top, whether Mike Johnson continues as Speaker, or whether there is a revolt for the back seats, and the Republicans have a problem. They only have, because of vacancies yet to be filled, there are 217, the Democrats are 215. There's no room for margin here. You need every single Republican to vote for the same Speaker. You can't have people sit out or hold out. If you do, you could have Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker. I mean, you could literally do that. The Republicans have the majority with Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker, and that would throw a major monkey wrench into the works. And Donald Trump is hoping the GOP House gets its act together and moves forward, because he wants to have legislation on his desk on January 20th. He wants to give his inaugural speech, the second inaugural, walk over to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and start saying, I'll sign this one, and I'll sign this one, and I'll sign this one. And here's a list of another 25 or 30 different executive actions I'm taking until legislation can come through so I can sign the next batch. There's no time to waste. He has to have tax reform locked in within the next year. If he does not, it will have no impact on the 2026 by-elections, by-year elections, and that would mean the Democrats could very well retake the House. So there are things that have to be done quickly, and if the fighting within the GOP in the House continues, it may not happen. We'll watch that with great interest, and that is your mega, mega movement update.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have now. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Forty-seven coming up in around 20-25 days. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Anthony is in Linthicum. Anthony, good morning. How are you, sir? Anthony. Anthony could not hang with us, or he dropped out of the cell. Give us a shout back when you have the opportunity, Anthony. We'll see if we can't catch you on more promptly. Telephone number here is 410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. Listen, I'm here to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric. Power outages are unpredictable, but your backup power doesn't have to be. Please call Tim Kyle, your trusted source for reliable business and home generators, whether it's for storm season or remote locations. Tim Kyle offers top-of-the-line generators with expert installation and 24/7 support. Never be left in the dark again. Tim Kyle, call him today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E, timkylecompany.com. Find the right power solution for your needs. Also, of course, make sure you check out the other side of the business, which is the HVAC side. I had them out, actually, just this past week to take a look at my HVAC system. They do excellent work. Tim Kyle, they're once again the best HVAC and the best electrician in Carroll County. Find the right power solution, the right HVAC solution for you. Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404.
Get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes John Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion.
Yeah, that's it, ticket.
You'll feast on excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So the argument about the Panama Canal, the statements Trump has made about Greenland, they have a purpose. And the purpose is to thwart China. Again, it's worth noting, Jimmy Carter gave the Panama Canal to the Panamanians, who then promptly turned over at both ends of the Panama Canal. You have the Chinese operating the locks. I mean, this is through a Chinese company, not through the CCP. But guess what? The company reports directly to the CCP. It's one of the same. It's a shell game. If we simply say, all right, China, you go and take over the entire thing. If push comes to shove, what does that do to our ability to fight with a blue water navy? Because we've been going down around, you know, around the Cape, at the bottom of the South America, instead of going through the canal. Can there be another canal built? Certainly, but not in a week or two. You know, it's going to take a decade to build another canal and a location and another country that's stable enough for us to negotiate a path for a larger canal with fewer locks that would enable you to go from one side to the other side. Because one of the problems they're having right now with the Panama Canal is the tolerances, because of the width of the ships, the tolerances just, you have a foot on either side. As these ships go through, if they get any larger, and some of the larger ships can't. You get some of the larger ships that are hauling the container ships, they can't fit. So you have one set of ships in the Atlantic, another set of ships in the Pacific. We don't have the luxury of having one full navy in each ocean. And the Chinese are building a blue water navy that is going to rival ours over time. So that's why you're talking about what you're talking about in the Panama Canal. It's a warning shot across the bow of the Chinese. Don't get cute, because we do have the capacity to move our troops down there and take it if we want to. and there's not a damn thing you can do. We're closer, and we're more powerful there. That's not always going to be the case. Once they have a blue water navy that rivals ours, that will not be the case. So it's not a bad idea to lay down that marker right now. When it comes to Greenland, there are lots of natural resources there. And strategically, Greenland is a physical location NATO needs. It's a physical location we need with our European allies in order to be present in whatever level we can be present. Now, I'm not an isolationist. I do think we have to begin to focus our efforts on making sure we're doing things that are in the U.S.'s interest, not in France's or Italy's or Germany's interest, but we are still allies. Without Greenland, we're going to begin to have real difficulty in actually resupplying troops over there from over here, or vice versa. 7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More on that coming up. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. There's a little fog in Harford County. It's not so much at ground level, but everybody still has their low beams on coming up through the ramp. Looking at it live here at Mountain Road in Harford County. It continues up towards Route 24, but the visibility is good at the Tidings Bridge over the Susquehanna River, so 95 there is fine. That ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to northbound 83, still a bit slow, even though most of the vehicles involved in that wreck are now off to the side. The ramp itself is moving better, but still a bit slow. Once you clear that, you're good on 83, moving up towards the ramps at Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mild today, 58 for the high. Tonight clear, a low around 35 degrees for tomorrow. It's going to be a high around 55, another very pleasant day ahead of us. Right now, Hunt Valley has 53 degrees, and Ellicott City right now is looking at 51 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 7:25, Monday morning, just about the end of the year. We are the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. I thank you very much, as always, for having us in. The show starts at 6. Missed a good hour of radio if you're just joining us now. So I'll just pass that along to you. Another little note from Scott Jennings as to why Donald Trump is doing what he is doing when it comes to places like the Panama Canal and Greenland.
Yeah. The encroachment of Chinese influence around the world must be stopped. And if Donald Trump's getting serious about that, that's a good
thing. Yeah, that's a very good thing. If he's getting serious about that, because Joe Biden certainly was not. Some would argue, actually, Joe Biden was pretty much in China's pocket, as a matter of fact, for financial reasons. But there are those on the Democrat side. This is fascinating because I view the woman as a bit of a loose cannon. Jasmine Crockett, a congressperson, she says, just Donald Trump, he's not bright enough to know who our real friends are.
I don't know. I mean, it is crazy that this guy is about to walk into the White House for a second time. And again, this guy doesn't know who our friends are.
Really? The fine friends. Look, I used to be friends with a guy. Turned out that he had a cocaine problem. And one of the things he would do is he'd borrow money from me, promising to pay it back. And I was being a nice guy, so I'd loan him. I think eventually he owed me like $400. I'm going to pay it back. Okay. Got back to me like 2 years later as part of his recovery process, the 12 steps, and apologized. But I never got the money back. So was he a friend or was I simply a dupe for this guy in order to feed his drug habit? That is, I think, what she defines as a friend. Keep giving money to people so they're nice to us. If we keep, you know, sending them money, they'll be nice to us and we can say they're our friends. I'm not quite sure the world works like that.
Now, I can tell you that he loves to pal around with Putin, and we know that Putin has decided that he wants to bring back the former coalition that they used to have, and that's why he went into Ukraine. We've got to have really good people around Trump, and right now the people he's picking are not the best people.
Really? Define best people. You want to have really highly qualified people like Anthony Blinken? What was his qualification to be Secretary of State? You know what it was? He set up a couple of nice dinners for Joe Biden during the campaign. That's about it, sport. That's about it. And a lot of these jobs, you got to be blunt about this. I want to be the ambassador to Belize. I have no qualifications for it. But believe me, if I had pockets deep enough to support a candidate with tons and tons of money, I think I could be the ambassador to Belize. I would simply say this kind of a proviso. You get an office, you're going to be looking my direction, because otherwise I'm not giving you any more money. Money walks, everything else, and money talks, everything else walks, right? And so Jasmine Crockett, who believes somehow we have to be nice to our friends, in other words, keep giving them money so they're nice to us. And oh, by the way, Donald Trump loves Putin, which is just such horse hockey. It's just amazing. One more comment from her. Having to do with, again, let me take a step back. Before Donald Trump got into politics, he was a developer in New York City. You may have heard of him. He did things like Trump Towers. Trump had a beautiful facility in Atlantic City, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very nice hotel in Washington, D.C., from what I understand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you don't get there by being dumb. You just don't. You don't have to be genius level Mensa member, but you don't get there by being dumb. But for Jasmine Crockett, because Donald Trump doesn't agree with her, the guy's an idiot.
Somebody needs to explain to him in a very elementary way why we don't go after our friends, why we don't start wars. And honestly, that includes even tariff wars with our friends.
We don't start wars. Well, as a note, Jasmine, when Donald Trump was president, there were no new wars, and he got us out. And that's what I suspect is going to happen in his second term of office as well. As far as him not having the best people around him, and he's not bright enough to understand unless you speak in single syllables, I would suggest you may be mistaken on that. I'll be very polite here. Very, very polite here. Wait till you hear what Debbie Wasserman Schultz has to say about Donald Trump, by the way. It's just outrageous. And that'll be coming up shortly after the 7:30 news right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This email in, Jimmy Carter was among the few men to occupy the Oval Office who understood the doctrine of mutually assured destruction and tested the procedures for NEACP. If his father had not died, he would have had a great career in Admiral Rickover's nuclear navy, but he was too nice to be president. That may be the case, but he was the president, and he was the embodiment of the Peter Principle. You know, you get advanced up to your level of incompetence, and that is who Jimmy Carter was. Also coming up next, top hour, of course, choose your fake news. We will need a contestant for that. Right now, though, at 7:30 on WCBM. Once again, here's news, Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A 55-year-old man is reportedly facing charges related to illegal weapons that police had to detonate near a White Marsh shopping center. Local news outlets report Michael Cameron is being charged with possession of a destructive device and illegal possession of ammunition. Baltimore County Police found items described as pyrotechnic in nature inside a vehicle near the shops at Nottingham Friday morning. By Friday afternoon, the police said the situation was safely resolved and no threat to the public. A man and a woman in their 20s are in stable condition following a shooting Friday night in East Baltimore. Baltimore police say that shooting happened at the intersection of East North Avenue and Asquith Street around 8:30. Police identified the victims only as a 23-year-old woman and a 25-year-old man. No word yet on suspects or what led to the shooting. And Baltimore police are investigating a Sunday morning shooting in Southeast. It happened at around 9:30 in the morning in the 2300 block of Milliman Avenue. That victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Homicide detectives are called to investigate due to the severity of the injuries. An auto dealer with locations in Virginia and Maryland is being sued over allegedly misleading consumers. The Maryland Attorney General and the Federal Trade Commission accused Lindsay Automotive Group of refusing to honor advertised prices and charging hefty fees to drive up prices. A spokesperson for the company denied the accusations and said the charges would be addressed through the legal process. In sports, the college football season, postseason, continues to roll on with a number of bowl games still to play. Navy finished their season with its third win in a row after squeaking past Oklahoma 21-20 in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. The midshipmen end the season at 10-3. Coming up next, lottery numbers plus traffic and weather.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 833, and the pick 4 was 5190. Now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're still good to go on the southbound side. Most of the traffic there at both the Harbor Tunnels, but if you are traveling north, all the lanes are open as well for that traffic moving up on 95 and 895. Just going back to revisit that ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to northbound 83. The ramp itself is still a bit slow. The accident was on the right side, had cleared to the shoulder, but the ramp, a little bit slow, 4 or 5 minutes, maybe at the most, if you're coming through there right now. No reason to detour. The rest of the Beltway is doing fine. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the mild side through midweek. Today, a sunny, dry day, 58. Tomorrow, showers in the afternoon, 56. Wednesday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, 50 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This in from Theodore. You cannot fix stupid. Have we had enough stupid already? The last 4 years with a stolen election? Yeah. I would think there's something to that argument. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680 if you want to join the conversation. 735 Monday morning on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. All right, I promised you Debbie Wasserman Schultz, for what it's worth. First of all, the woman has horrible hair. I mean, I say that just in order to be completely catty, because I look at her, she realizes she's going to be on camera. She's a national figure of sorts. She's like the former head of the DNC, and she goes on camera. She looked like hell. I mean, she really did. What she looked like was what a curly-haired woman looks like just getting out of the shower. I mean, it's like, you comb your hair, for heaven's sakes. I mean, I guess maybe she's trying to out-casual John Fetterman. In which case, she wins because she didn't. It was not the best presentation in the entire world. You just would think people have more sense than that. Look, I have the perfect face for radio. I realize this. But if I'm going to be on camera for anything, I would try actually to look presentable. It just seems to me that's being courteous to the people who are paying attention to you. That you're not blowing them off, you know? I mean, that's what it is. In my view, that's what it is. She's just blowing people off. You're not worth me combing my hair. You're not worth me paying attention to you. I mean, I'm here to say what I have to say, then to hell with you people. My hair is wet or dirty or whatever. I don't care. Doesn't matter. But then, remember now, who gave money to who in this past election? Where were the billionaires and millionaires? On the Democrat side, right? And the small donations came in on the Republican side. That's because the Democrats have begun the party of the wealthy, the party of the landed gentry, of those who would be our princes and princesses, our kings and queens. Yeah, we had that kind of thing. But according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, oh, it's not us, it's Trump.
We have a free trade agreement with Panama. We have a decades and generations long relationship. And you know what Donald Trump and Speaker Johnson and the Republicans across our government are doing is demonstrating that the incoming chaos Congress, and this administration is going to be of, by, and for the billionaires and corporations. I mean, that's what they're telegraphing very clearly.
They can be for the billionaires and the corporations. But wait, they gave you money in this election cycle, not the Republicans. And then she says, you have to kowtow to Panama, because after all, they're really important.
It is utterly preposterous to suggest that we are going to send our military in to Panama to, quote, take back the Panama Canal. As I said, we have a treaty with Panama. We have a free trade agreement with Panama. We are no more going to take back the Panama Canal than Panama is going to come in and try to take the Mississippi River from us.
This is the kind of individual who goes into a car dealership and is told what the price is. And she says, well, there's no reason to even negotiate, because I know you have no room to negotiate, so I'm going to take your price. That's fine. She has no concept, apparently, of negotiation or of tactics surrounding negotiation or of laying down a marker so that the other side understands you are serious about something. For Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you say this car is $97,000? Fine, I'll take it. Oh, the steering wheel's extra? I'm sure that's cool. Fine. And no problem here. I'll take it, too. Basically, the whole Democrat approach to, quote, our friends, as we've been pointing out this hour, is to give them money, give them benefits, so that they continue to like us.
We have to have rational, balanced diplomacy, and what we need to do is make sure that we strengthen our relationships with our allies and treaty partners like Panama, not make ridiculous carnival barker threats like buying Greenland, which isn't for sale and we're not going to acquire, and invading Panama to take back the canal.
Well, what happens, for example, if the Chinese go to Greenland and they say, we're going to give you boatloads of money, give us the mineral rights, and we're just going to throw money at you? Well, they'll get some pretty valuable minerals out of the ground, but mostly on a military strategic basis, what they're going to do is they're going to make it more difficult for us and our European allies to work together, because Greenland is an important place to stop on the way from here to there. You remove that little linchpin and it becomes more difficult for us. Is she unaware of this? Or she doesn't care about this? I mean, are we supposed to be really nice? Or are you supposed to say, that's not going to be something you Chinese should even think about, because if you do, we've laid a marker down. And if we see you moving in that general direction, we're going to have something to say about it. Unless you're able to carry on negotiations in complete secrecy and complete privacy, and if the people who run Greenland are going to be cool with that, which I doubt that they will. But for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that's not something that's even on her radar. Same thing with the Panama Canal. Look, I don't want to beat this to death, but we have to understand what Donald Trump is doing is he's laying down a marker. He's saying, if you guys decide that it's more important for you to have good relationships with China than it is to have good relationships with us, there's going to be a consequence. Think twice about that. And also at the same time, saying to the Chinese, if you decide you're going to move on us by taking over the Panama Canal or by taking over the mineral rights in Greenland or any of our other allies, well, we're going to push back. We've already seen what the Chinese have done in the continent of Africa. Man, you go in there, you start strip mining like crazy. You pay them enough money, and the leaders in those countries will say, fine, go ahead. We're poor. We'll take your money. And they destroy the land, and they get a deep water seaport out of it at the same time. So why would that not a logic apply in exactly the same fashion when it comes to Greenland? We're going to come in, we're going to build you a marvelous deep water seaport. Oh, by the way, we'll have our Chinese ships in there from time to time, but it's nothing really. Oh, maybe once or twice a year, maybe we'll have one of our aircraft carriers there, Chinese aircraft carriers there. Maybe. Maybe we'll have a couple of battleships there, but really it's just kind of passing through. Mostly it's going to be commercial traffic, mostly. And if you believe that, I still have that deed for the Bay Bridge. I am glad to sell you. Because that is exactly what they're about. They have a very long-term plan to spread their influence incrementally over generations. We have a We have a horizon, event horizon, of about 2.5 years. That's about as far forward as we can think. They have an event horizon of 2.5 or 3 decades or more. They operate on a very different timetable, and they don't have the same kind of commercial pressures on them that we have on us, which encourage politicians and business leaders here to make short-term decisions rather than long-term decisions. And the more we jerk around on the tax code, by the way, the more that's going to happen. Because they'll make a short-term decision in order to save themselves rather substantial amounts of tax money, but that may not be in the best long-term interests of this country. That's the quandary. So you have to lay down some kind of marker. If you don't lay down this, then propose to me, what other kind of marker would you lay down? That's all. What kind of marker would you lay down? I know Chuck would say, I give you lots of barters to that
delegate. I'm going to put down a magic marker.
A magic marker.
There you go.
Traffic and weather on the threes. By the way, choose your fake news coming up in just a moment. Chuck?
What?
Traffic and weather on the threes.
Oh, my turn. Okay, very good.
Yes, your turn.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're in business right here on the BW Parkway. It's slowing at Powder Mill Road. No reports of any problems on the roadway, but definitely slow as you're looking at the traffic right there at Powder Mill Road. Southbound was a little bit busy through the ramps at 175. The Beltway locally looks good. The ramp a little bit slow yet from an earlier accident. The inner loop ramp from the Beltway to go north onto I-83, but the ramp is open and we're making progress there. JFX, you've been fine this morning from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown, and so far no issues at the Harbor Tunnels. Get your vehicle ready for winter driving today by checking your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Today's high around 58 degrees. Tonight, clear. Overnight, low around 35. Tomorrow is going to be high again around 55 degrees. Another very pleasant day ahead of us. Right now, Bel Air has 45. Downtown Baltimore, it's 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. And yes, indeed. Once again, it's time for Choose Your Fake News. Good luck to you. We have some great stuff for you if you happen to get it right. Martin in Towson is our contestant. Martin, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last, sir?
I think I will go last.
You will go last. All right.
One point, too, I wanted to bring up before we start.
Yes.
If you dig a little deeper, you will also find out that Jimmy Carter was a horrible governor of Georgia.
Yeah, he's a perfect good peanut farmer.
Oh, it was great humanitarian. But
yeah. But let me note one thing, by the way. There are a number of people who would argue he was not anti-Semitic. He was anti-Zionist. For me, that's a quibble. Because Zionism basically says that Jews have a right to have a national homeland. But he would argue that he was, if he could, that he was an anti-Zionist, not an anti-Semite. All right, move on from that. All right, Martin, you're going to go last. Here are your three stories. We're all ready, the two ladies, and Chuck and you. Story number one. Illinois suspect wanted an alleged failed bank robbery after handing the teller a note that was illegible. Apparently, he was a physician. Happened on December 17th at the Signa Bank in Arlington Heights, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Police say the man walked into the bank, handed the teller a note. Apparently, the teller had a difficult time reading the note since it was allegedly almost completely illegible, according to CBS News in Chicago. The man allegedly grew frustrated with her inability to read his note, so he left, not wearing a mask. Not wearing anything just to cover his identity.
Smart.
Yes, apparently. Story number two. From Palos Verdes, two severed legs have washed up on the shore at Palos Verdes, say police there. A couple of days after a portion of the pier featured in the Lost Boys collapsed into the ocean, seen reminiscent of Chinatown, played out along the coast a couple hundred miles south. The same massive winter swells that sundered the wharf in Santa Cruz pushed ashore in Palos Verdes with two severed legs. The guy who originally apparently owned those legs had tried to sue but wasn't wasn't able to because apparently he had no leg to stand on. And story number three.
I'm going home now.
Portland, this is Oregon, has demanded that something be done after a car has crashed into this house for the 30th time. The same house. Around every 9 months, apparently, every 9 months to a year, a car crashes into this house. All I can say is that car really carries a grudge. I mean, seriously.
Did you say the same car?
No, it's a car.
A car.
Yeah. But
build
think about
a wall.
Yeah, really, put big stones around something. So, the choice will be, is this story number one? Illinois suspect wanted an alleged failed bank robbery after handing the teller a note that was illegible. Story two, two severed legs wash up in Palos Verdes. And story number three, man, I never knew that a car could carry a grudge that far. We'll start with you, Michelle.
I'm going to go with number one.
All
only
right.
Because he wasn't wearing a mask, he didn't have a gun, so even if she couldn't read the note, how was it a bank robbery?
All right.
Anyway.
Jules?
Yeah, Bruce, I think there's a place in Portland where a car might have crashed into a house, but I don't think it's 30 times, so I'm going to go with number three as fake.
Okay. Chuck?
Two legs walking down the beach. One leg said to the other one, I need you.
Now you're just being humorous.
That's right. That's my angle. I mean my ankle.
Yes. And Alma.
I'm obstructing justice here. I'll go with two.
All right. Martin and Towson, who also goes by the name Alma, by the way. Martin, what is your guess, sir?
I'm going to go with Chuck on number two.
Going to go with Chuck on number two. All right. Well, let's start with story number three. Yes, indeed. This car has crashed into the house 30 times, starting a gas fire. Why these people don't either put up a wall of some sort.
A guardrail or
something. Once a year, somebody crashes into their home.
Jeez.
That's a true story. So I'm terribly sorry, Jules.
Yeah.
That one is true. Story number two, the two severed legs washing up in Palos Verdes. Both Chuck and Martin went there. Sorry, guys. That's a true story. That's a true story. Story number one. Congratulations, Michelle. You chose it. That is a fake story. Actually, a suspect was wanted in the state of Colorado, not in Illinois. There were other kind of minor differences as well.
Got a sort of technicality there.
Technicality, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Martin, good luck next time, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
7:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
There are people who have been at work since the 60s trying to tear down America because they hate America. That's what communists do. That's what socialists do. They hate. They envy. A lot of the world, a good share of the world, looks at us as the enemy, not as a beacon of freedom. The people, the masses in those awful countries look at America positively, but their leadership hates America. And we are the most diverse population in the history of the world.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
Marty points out something. It was kind of funny, actually. When you have Debbie Wasserman Schultz whining about Donald Trump is now running a party of millionaires and billionaires, Marty says, remind me again, which party did not pay their campaign staff to pay millionaire celebrities to show up? Oprah showed up. That'll be $1 million. I'll tell you, you have to see one thing about Kamala Harris. They were frugally insane. Fiscally insane. They went through, $2 billion and ended up in the hole, actually. They ended up in the campaign in the red by doing stuff like this, paying celebrities to show up. And it's interesting. I came across a story yesterday. 75% of us now say we're sick and tired of celebrities and sports figures sharing their political views with us. we discount it almost immediately. And some of us have a negative reaction. If you're going to go out and do that, first of all, we're going to kind of ignore what you had to say politically. We may decide we're not going to bother watching you anymore. But mostly, you just come off as irrelevant. And that's what seems to be happening right now. Great piece in townhall.com. I'll pass along a bit more of the content of that coming up in a minute or two. Coming up during the 8 o'clock hour, yes, it is time for Tom Homan to get to work. And he has a way he is going to get to work before January 20th and before Donald Trump is sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. We'll talk about that right after the 8 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's at 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All is well through Annapolis. A good trip right now. Most of the traffic in the morning is westbound from the ramp there at Stevensville at Route 8 going across the main span. Good from there through Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, over towards I-97, the southbound traffic, which normally is backed up this time of the morning. Still in the holiday mode for the rest of this week. So right now we're clear at I-97 and Route 32. Beltway looks good, including now the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway. The wreck is gone from the ramp inner loop of the Beltway to northbound 83. Back in business now, headed up towards Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now we're looking at a high today of around 58 degrees. Tonight clear and low around 35. For tomorrow, a high once again around 55 degrees or so. Some winter. Right now, Dundalk 53 degrees. Belair has 45. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we are the morning drive. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Sean has the morning off. I'm Bruce Elliott, and as always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every day. This email in from Dan. Says, Bruce, listen to that. Forget, wasn't it Jimmy Carter who centralized our public education system in 78, which led to the so-called teacher union, which destroyed our education system? I'm not sure that you can put all of that on Carter. I cannot remember when HEW was split off to make HHS and the Department of Education. I cannot recall if that was during the Carter administration. I'll check on it. If it was, there was a stupid error. That's one of the reasons people are saying, why do we have a federal Department of Education? This is a state issue, an issue for the localities. We should not be doing this. But I'll check on that, Dan, to see whether or not it was. All right. A bit more on this. Edward Isaac DeVere, that's his name, hyphenated name, hyphenated first name. I hardly ever see that. Edward Isaac is hyphenated, DeVere. He is the senior correspondent for Chicken Noodle News. And he says that Donald Trump, apparently, is now flipping his position on TikTok.
The question is why Donald Trump has made this change in his position. Is it because he is embracing a medium that is popular among younger people and saying that's where a lot of his voters were and wants to be popular in that way? Is it because of some arrangement that he wants to have with the company, which has obviously ties to the Chinese government in ways? What is going on?
Yeah, what is going on? It could just be that he's decided to take a look at it as a grown-up rather than simply accept what was being said before, but that would be too simple an explanation, wouldn't it? DeVere went on to say that Donald Trump clearly now has flipped his position on TikTok from the
campaign. We'll have to find out more of what this is, but there is no question about it. Donald Trump had a clear position on TikTok that is now the reverse of the position that he's taking with the Supreme Court brief.
Now, think about this. That's the contention. Donald Trump has flipped his position. His contention that Donald Trump has flipped his position on TikTok grows out of this statement from Donald Trump. Listen to this statement, and you tell me if this indicates that he's flipped his position or if it's simply that he wants, as president, to take a look at this with fresh eyes.
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with that.
So in other words, he can take a look at it. My bet is he can take a look at it and say, despite the fact they were really helpful to me, unless they actually find a U.S. buyer, we're going to still go the same direction because it is a national security threat of one level or another. And then others began to weigh in on this as well. Bill de Blasio, former mayor of the city of New York, was asked about this. And his response was, Joe Biden has decided, thus it is all decided for now and forever. No one should ever question this, not Donald Trump, and certainly not the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
I think President Biden's acting in national interest because there's clearly a national security problem here. So in that vein, I don't think the Supreme Court should be second-guessing the legitimate action of the United States president. In fact, I would say Joe Biden's taking the smart step, the cautious step now. And then, of course, when President Trump comes into office, if he wants to modify the policy, he can.
So in other words, once a president has decided something, apparently on any topic whatsoever, the Supreme Court should never weigh in on it. Okay. Not exactly sustainable as an argument, but for de Blasio, that's the best he had, which is part of why he's not mayor there anymore. Lauren Tomlinson is a GOP consultant, and he says, bear in mind who Donald Trump is talking to with this statement that he's going to, quote, take a look at TikTok.
The voters and who Donald Trump is speaking to and how he built this unique coalition to win the election is not necessarily listening to legacy media. They're on social media. They're on TikTok. They're on YouTube. They're on all of these other platforms getting their information. And so he wants to maintain that First Amendment right of people being able to be their own media, as Elon Musk has been saying on X lately.
Now think about that. You want to be your own media. You want to have a First Amendment right, but you're worried about the national security implications. What do? You make sure it's U.S. owned or you shut it down. I bet you that's the situation he faces. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning or your favorite song or maybe conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. They've been at this for a bit. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area, 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although his presidency was marred by stagflation, the energy and the Iran hostage crises, former President Carter is being remembered for the Israel-Egypt peace deal and for his post-presidential humanitarian work. Mr. Carter died yesterday in Plains, Georgia, the age of 100.
He was born in Plains, Georgia on October 1st of 1924. He later attended the United States Naval Academy and served in the U.S. Navy after graduating in 1946. Carter served as a Georgia State Senator and Governor before seeking the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 1976. He would go on to defeat Republican incumbent Gerald Ford before losing to Ronald Reagan 4 years later.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett says Mr. Carter told 2018 Liberty University grads that in this life, each of us has a choice to make.
We're the ones to decide, do I hate or am I filled with love? We're the ones who decide. Do I think only about myself, or do I care for others?
There will be a national day of mourning and a state funeral for Mr. Carter on Thursday, January 9th. Also at SRNNews.com, at least four deaths are blamed on the powerful storms that raked the South over the weekend. There were numerous tornadoes, including in Athens, Alabama.
And I heard like a roaring sound, like everybody says they hear, come through downtown and saw sparks flying and got here. We had HVAC units off some of the merchants' buildings in the road, roofing in the road, a lot of the Christmas decorations blown. The bookstore, the roof is completely gone, trees down.
Athens City spokeswoman Holly Holman. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 98 points. NASDAQ futures off 80. The S&P futures 21 points lower. This is SRN News.
and has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03, and with a check of traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're still clear in both the harbor tunnels. Most of the traffic in the morning is southbound. 895 looks good. 95 is clear through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then down at the ramps at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open both ways on 95 at 395. One new wreck, Howard County, was a vehicle off the roadway. They're in the process of getting the vehicle back on the roadway at Route 108 at 10 Mills Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the mild side through midweek. Today, a sunny, dry day, 58. Tomorrow, showers in the afternoon, 56. Wednesday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, 50 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City officials say high levels of Legionella bacteria have been found in two more city buildings. Results from precautionary water testing found elevated Legionella bacteria levels at City Hall and the Abel Woolman Municipal Building. Testing has just begun at the Benton Building on East Fayette Street. Three city courthouses reopened last week after they were closed due to high levels of the bacteria. The health department has not received any reports of confirmed cases of Legionnaires' disease. The mayor of Annapolis is among the Maryland leaders paying tribute to former President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday. Mayor Gavin Buckley says Carter had a special connection to Annapolis, being the only president to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy, where he was guided by the honor concept. The mayor says the former president held himself to that moral standard throughout his time in the Navy, his life in politics, and post-presidential life. In sports, the Baltimore Blast gets set to face the Utica City Football Club on New Year's Eve. The Blast are in fifth place at 3-1. Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes John Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Plasek. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion.
Yeah, that's it, dig it.
You'll feast on excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary.
Yeah, baby!
Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Good morning. Sean has the morning off. I'm Bruce Elliott. Delighted to be here. Delighted to be here. Doug emails in, Morning. All those men in Congress that dress in their $1,000 suits every day have done such a great job for our country in the last 50 years. I'd rather have people that come to work in their underwear and actually get something done for the country than worry about what they're wearing. Fair enough, Doug. I think you're right. I'm not sure that your view and my view are the majority view. I think that there are expectations that are held for politicians and for grown-ups in the business world that you dress in a particular fashion, you comport yourself in a particular fashion. I do think, this refers back to my contention that 4 years from now, the Democrats are going to have to decide if they're going to be the party of AOC or the party of John Fetterman. I think if they're smart, they'll be the party of John Fetterman, because that would give them a chance at winning the presidency in 4 years. If they become the party of AOC, they become obsolete in 8 years. I mean, they just go away, just as the Whig Party went away, just as the Bull Moose Party went away. I mean, they either catch on or they drop out, they go away. And I think that's entirely possible. It hasn't happened here for a while, but not many of us remember Theodore Roosevelt as our president. You know, he was, but we weren't around for it. But the Bull Moose Party existed for, I think, 6 years and then disappeared because they couldn't get traction enough to move forward. So I appreciate the email. I think you're right. I think, you know, if you dress like John Fetterman, you're going to have a certain kind of image around you. That image may be saleable. I don't know. But if you show up, for example, at the inauguration wearing a hoodie and shorts instead of wearing a business suit and a tie, that's not going to wash. I just have to be really blunt. I think that in today's society, that's not going to wash any more than if you showed up wearing tights and pantaloons and a fluffy shirt like they used to wear 200 years ago. There's a degree to which we have to conform to the public's need for people who conform, basically. And that's, I think that's just the reality of the situation. All right. Immigration. This is not an issue that's going to go away because people keep weighing in on it as the Democrats and a lot of the blue governors and blue mayors try to find ways of preventing the federal government from doing what the federal government is tasked with doing, which is, among other things, protecting our borders, giving us a secure border so that we within those borders understand what the parameters are for what we can accomplish in this country. Tom Holman, who is now the guy who's going to be in charge of rounding up those miscreants who are in this country illegally and doing damage to citizens of this country or to other people who are immigrants in this country, says, you know, hey, we're not going to wait till January 20th. Holman, in his department, has already laid out the plans for what's going to happen. He says it's going to be happening on January 20th. 1 minute after the inauguration, 1 minute after Donald Trump takes the oath, said ICE agents will be busy. 1 minute after that, said they are ready, they'll be in position, and they'll be good to go that day. We'll see if it plays out, but that is what he's saying.
We're not waiting. I've already been to the border several times. I've already met with Governor Abbott, what we can do for Texas. I met with National Sheriff's Association, what they can do it for us. I've talked to the Foreign Minister of Canada, and I've been out to Arizona talking to the sheriffs out there. So we're not waiting for January 20th. We're going to try to secure the border as quick as we can. We already started work on those plans.
Yeah, get the border secured as quickly as you can. By the way, a judge has told the Biden administration, no, you cannot sell off the wall. Which is very good news. Happened this past weekend. They said, no. You can't have a fire sale and sell off the wall. Well, but out in the desert, just lying there. Yeah, okay. Once it's erect, where's it going to be? It's going to be out in the desert, standing up there. Same deal. There's nothing wrong with the material that's there. And as of January 20th, I think the border will once again be facing construction of the wall. In fact, I'm most positive of this. Ronald Vitiello is a former Border Patrol chief, and he says, if you take a look at what the Biden administration has done, what Joe Biden has done, it is patently dishonest. He came into office on day one and gutted all the programs that Donald Trump had put in successfully to secure our border, including, most importantly, in my view, the Remain in Mexico policy. And now, all of a sudden, last 5 months, they got religion.
The Biden administration has presided over the worst border surge in the history of the country, probably the history of the world. And so them now going out and giving work permits or temporary protected status or pardons in the case of these commuted sentences, it's just more lawlessness. It's more of a lack of transparency and trying to confuse and put barriers in the way of a new administration that's going to come in and secure the border, start the deportation process, and bring order and rule of law back to our immigration system.
Now, it's fascinating. Alejandro Mayorkas is now up on the Hill saying, well, we really liked Title 42. We wanted Title 42 to hang around. Title 42 was the title that was in effect, particularly during COVID. So that if the chance you might have COVID or other communicable disease, out you go. Well, now all of a sudden he loves this thing, and it was really sad to see it go away. They made it go away. It was the Biden administration that made Title 42 go away. So all of a sudden now they're rewriting history. I'm just really so sad, Title 42. Well, what a bunch of bull hockey. Seriously. More on that coming up in a couple of minutes. Right now, though, 813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
I'll ask you not to use that language in front of me personally.
Okay.
My young son might be sitting in a car.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Bruce. We had some fog, a little bit of haze about 45 minutes to an hour ago. Gone now. Sun's out. Beautiful. Right here at the BW Parkway and the Beltway. Some areas getting some bright sunshine now if you're traveling south and east. Just looked at 83 all the way up at the Pennsylvania line. No problems there. 70 out west is okay. 95 where we had the fog earlier at the Tidings Bridge. Ran back into the sunshine there. Not a problem. One vehicle ran off the road. Howard County, they were working on that. They might still be there. Route 108 at 10 Mills Road with the deputies and maybe the state police there, but I think it's just the deputies only as they move a vehicle from the shoulder of the road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today, mild, 58 degrees for the high. Tonight, clear, and low is going to be around 35. For tomorrow, back up to around 55. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Aberdeen right now is 46 degrees. Essex also 46. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 8:15 Monday morning on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Time now to find out which particular lunatic is going to be hopping out of the Democrat clown car. It's time to head to the circus. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15, time to head to the big top. Please enter, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring, $77.99, and make your smile great again. 8:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB. Once again, news and Julie Ryder.
Good morning. Baltimore police are investigating a Sunday morning shooting in southeast Baltimore. It happened around 9:30 in the morning in the 2300 block of Milliman Avenue. The victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Homicide detectives are called to investigate due to the severity of the victim's injuries. A man and woman in their 20s are in stable condition following a shooting Friday night in East Baltimore. Police say the shooting happened at the intersection of East North Avenue and Asquith Street around 8:30. The victims identified only as a 23-year-old woman and a 25-year-old man. There's no word on suspects or what led to that shooting. An auto dealer with locations in Virginia and Maryland is being sued over allegedly misleading consumers. The Maryland Attorney General and the Federal Trade Commission accuse Lindsay Automotive Group of refusing to honor advertised prices and charging hefty fees to drive up prices. A spokesperson for the company denied the accusations and said the charges would be addressed through the legal process. Baltimore is investing in a new weapon against its rat population, birth control. Officials with the city's Public Works Department say they plan to use a contraceptive called ContraPest to reduce the rat population. ContraPest is described as a sugary and fatty milkshake that rodents apparently love. And after ingestion, it disrupts fertility for both males and females. Up to 15,000 vermin a year can be produced from one rodent couple and their offspring. In sports, four former Ravens are among 15 modern era player finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They are Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, Steve Smith Sr., and Willie Anderson. Inductees are announced during the Super Bowl on February 6. Up next, lottery numbers plus traffic and weather.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion.
Yeah, that's it, ticket.
You'll feast on excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 833, and the pick 4 was 5190. Now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we found out what it was there in Towson on Pennsylvania Avenue. Apparently a vehicle hit a building at that location, Pennsylvania Avenue, around Jefferson Avenue and Fairmount Avenue. So a lot of equipment is on the scene. Apparently some severe damage to the building that it hit. So that local traffic through there, they're going to have a perimeter set up and probably a small detour underway. Way for the local traffic in Towson. A lot of traffic just getting out right now. So again, if you're local there, Pennsylvania Avenue will be affected. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the mild side through midweek. Today, a sunny, dry day, 58. Tomorrow, showers in the afternoon, 56. Wednesday's dry, partly cloudy, breezy, 50 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tis the season for Lido Pizza Catering. Never cut corners when creating the perfect menu for all your holiday gatherings with Lido Pizza's catering menu. Enjoy fresh pizzas, salads, Italian favorites, or sandwich platters. Order online at LidoPizza.com.
This 835 look back on Baltimore sports moments in 2024 is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The result may not have been exactly what we had hoped for, but there were many great moments to remember from the Orioles' 2024 season. Opening day, March 28th, against the Angels.
Standing atop the hill here at Camden Yards, he is the new ace of the Baltimore Orioles. A 101-win Orioles team a season ago looks to defend its American League East title. And it all starts right now.
Corbin Burns would be brilliant that day. Six innings pitch, one hit allowed, 11 strikeouts, as the Orioles beat the Angels 11-3. Birds hit their high water mark of the season on June 20th in New York.
This time, Anthony powers one to right, at the wall, and that one's gone. He's straightened it out. Found the short porch to the blue seats in right center, and Santander gets to double digits in the month. 10 homers in June, and this one a three-run blast to make it 11-3.
17-5 would be the final. O's banging out 20 hits and scoring in every inning but the fourth. And then in September, it was back to the Bronx for a playoff clinching win.
Orioles 5, Yankees 3. Ninth inning. The Orioles need just one more out to finish it off. 2-0. And that's a fly ball out to left field. Kowser goes to his left. He's under it. He makes the catch. Check it off. The Orioles win this game by a final score of 5-3. Tonight, we are popping champagne in the Big Apple.
Orioles make the playoffs in back-to-back seasons for the first time since 1996-97. Here's hoping for more meaningful baseball in 2025. Happy holidays, everyone. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Kim Klasick Show.
It kills me about those that say, oh, we got to get the rich to pay their fair share. What about the others that don't pay their fair share, that are spending our tax dollars like it's water? How about those people? Are we never to expect them to pay their fair share? Are we going to sit here? Are we going to continue to support them while we yell at the top 1-2% that they should pay their fair share? Everybody should pay their fair share if that's the case.
The Kim Klasick Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And once again, I ask the not really all that rhetorical question. Can you please define fair share for me? What is a fair share? Seriously, I mean, if we're saying to the, they have to pay their fair share, how do you determine what a fair share is? If you have about half the population who pay no federal income taxes whatsoever, are they paying their fair share? Is that right? So that's their fair share. So how much is the fair share for those who are paying taxes? And why is it fair to have one individual pay taxes at a very different rate from another individual? I mean, if you earn income, fine. I know, look, this is coming from a flat taxer. I've been a flat taxer forever because I don't understand the logic behind saying equal treatment under the law, except when it comes to taxes, in which case we're going to screw you to favor the other guy. Or we're going to screw the other guy to favor some other guy. If you want everybody to pay a fair share, everybody should have skin in the game. I say this monthly nickel-dime quarter poker game, right? It is nickel-dime quarter. A big, big, big night is worth to win $17. I mean, that's huge. So, I mean, it's not serious money. But you sit down at the table, guess what? You get to ante. If you don't ante, you don't play. So we have almost half the population who aren't anteing a dime. And they're getting back earned income tax credits for the taxes they've never paid. This is an insane system. And at the same time, we're saying, but you have to pay your fair share. But that fair share is going to vary from individual to individual, from circumstance to circumstance. If you own a home, you pay one fair share. If you rent exactly the same income, you pay a different fair share. If you're rich, you pay a third fair share. If you're middle class, you pay a different fair share. Why don't we simply say, all right, everybody, very, very few deductions, if any. You want to have kids? Knock yourself out. If we think we want to reward you for having kids, fine. We can write in a reward for you having kids. Get the deduction. That's fine. But should we reward people specifically for being homeowners? I'm a homeowner. Should I be rewarded for having a home? I don't know. It's worth discussion. But why are the top 1% being told your fair share is a percentage substantially higher than everybody else's fair share? That's not fair. Equal treatment under the law. Everybody. Okay, we got these five deductions we're going to give everybody. But beyond that, you pay, 17.934%. That's it. Everybody. Fill out your income taxes on a single sheet of paper, put it in an envelope, and close a check for 17.934%, whatever the case might be. Everybody. That's your fair share. We figured out how much we need to spend. And by the way, it'd be really helpful if Congress stopped, I can't say that, wasting our money in the fashion they're wasting it. If instead they said, we're going to only spend what we take in. Instead of spending $1 trillion or $2 more than we take in and then passing that accumulated debt along to your grandchild, because that's what we're doing. We're screwing our grandkids because we don't want to pay our fair share or whatever. But why is that a fair share? This irritates the hell out of me. It always has.
I would say if they would stop taxing the wealthy so much, because they do pay a lot in taxes, that they would be more apt to give people that are working for them more money.
Yeah. Well, you have to build that in. And look, we're going to tax corporations. That doesn't make any sense. Corporations view a tax as a pass-through.
Yes.
If you're going to say, I make an automobile, here are the costs that I have. I have costs. I have to pay for tires. I have to pay for the metal to make the sheet metal for the car. I have to pay for, well, look, think of all the savings. You no longer have to pay for ashtrays in your car. Really, what a great savings that is. But whatever the case might be, those are costs. And if the government says, oh, by the way, before you sell that car, you're also going to have to pay a tax that's simply built in as a cost. Who pays it? The consumer. Taxing a corporation means they're going to tax you if you do any business with that corporation whatsoever. You can do any business with Ford Motor Company or GM or any automobile company, and they're paying a corporate tax. Well, that's basically a tax on you that you don't see. Guess you, well, my tax rate's low. I just ignore all the extra money I have to spend when I do any business in this world at all, because somehow it makes sense. They're just hiding how much you actually are paying by taxing somebody else, who then passes it along not as a tax to you, but instead as an expense to you. It is an expense for them to pay the taxes. They're not going to eat it. They're going to pass along the cost so they can actually make money and stay in business. And the idea that they're gouging us, no, they're not. Take a look at the profit margin for the major industries. You know the people who make the most profit margin, by the way? Computer software stuff. They make the most. Healthcare, it's like 4% or 5%. Most other industrials, maybe 10%. Nobody's gouging us. We're getting what we pay for. Except Chuck, because it is a whole damn thing on barter. I envy him.
Chuck, you should.
I know. I know.
When you grow up, you want to be just like me.
Just like you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write a book.
I'll
dedicate it to you.
I can't golf, so.
Then you're out.
I know. That's it.
Can't golf? What good are you?
I know. Precisely.
I'm sorry.
Traffic with all the threes, Chuck.
That's a vehicle that hit a building in Towson. As I said, we heard all this equipment going out there. Thought for a minute it was a fire. Vehicle hit a building and a house, apparently. Pennsylvania Avenue between Jefferson Avenue and Fairmount Avenue. So that's east of York Road. And that little area right there in the eastern part of Towson is obviously going to be blocked off. Big vehicle apparently hit this house or building, whatever it was. They had to evacuate the property. So there's a lot of activity going on there. There's a new wreck in Randallstown. There may be some injuries here at Liberty Road at Deer Park Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, we're taking a look at a high today of around 58 degrees. Tonight, clear, low 35. For tomorrow, high around 55 degrees once again. Right now, you're looking at the temperatures that are mostly in the 50s. Reisterstown, 49 degrees, though. Randallstown, 50. And if you head north up to Hunt Valley, 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:45. And time now for our good news segment of the day. Couple of great good news stories. This is one, if you have any relatives at all who happen to live in the Asheville, North Carolina area or environs, Lowe's has donated 100 tiny homes to Carolina families who are waiting for rebuilt housing after the hurricane flooding. Some of those folks now are going through winter living in a tent. All right, I mean, no heat, no access to water. It is, you know, it's because, after all, it's a red area. Sorry to be cynical. It's a red area. And somehow the blue president didn't care all that much about making sure they got all the relief they could as fast as they could. And this, a wrong number to a top-secret military phone, led to the Nura Santa Tracker. I don't know if you knew how that came around. The Santa Tracker came because somebody, by mistake, dialed a top-secret military phone and asked if they knew where Santa was. It was after that event that NORAD said, no, but from now on, we're going to keep track of it, just so you know. Great news. Those two very good stories. 100 tiny homes. And now if Home Depot steps up and does the same, Amazon, I think they're now actually selling homes you can build. I mean, just they unfold to make a house. If these corporations choose to do good work, then they should be rewarded at least with a mention. So hats off to Lowe's for making sure they took that step to move forward. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Johnny is in Hamilton, and he's been hanging on for a bit. Johnny, good morning, man. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm well.
I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Very. How about you?
Oh, fine, fine. Yeah, I just want to talk about this program about the guest workers.
Yes.
Now, I agree with that because of this reason. If you let all these undocumented, to have them here get citizenship, automation is going to take that job. AI is going to take it. Remember after the Civil War, we don't pick cotton anymore. The cotton gin displaced it. What are you going to do with all these untrained people?
Well, I think in the case of people who are here legally, they should be able to find work. If you're here as a guest worker for a certain period of time, you should be able to come to this country, assuming you have employment.
But what I'm saying is, automation in the next 20 years is going to make them jobs gone.
Well, it may, and other jobs will open up. This is, you know, the creative destruction of capitalism.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is if you had a permanent class that you're going to give to do those jobs instead of having a guest program where you can say, well, those jobs dried up, you got to go home. Same thing, most of the agricultural products, the fruit and all, a lot of it comes from Chile.
Yeah, and even from people who are warmer. You're right. Johnny, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 410-410-WCDM680. Joe is in Parkville. He's up next. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Bruce, and all of the holiday seasons, greens, etc. I happen to celebrate getting up in the morning.
Yes.
And I wanted to mention that 100% profit is made by the government because they don't produce a darn thing. They actually do produce a lot of paperwork, but no, they charge for that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And actually, you're right. I mean, government doesn't make anything. Government simply exists as a means of facilitating a civil society. And one of the big disagreements between the political left and the political right is to what degree should that government be determining what that civil society looks like? In my view, they should pretty much stay out of it and let the society make that determination.
Well, and the education department simply passes through whatever government is going to spend on education at the state level.
Yeah.
So why don't we get that? Because they have to take 20% off the top in order to pay their people that do that. So why don't we just pass it straight back to the states and simplify life?
Well, in my view, the Department of Education has no real function. Historically, education has always been a local issue. And actually, Julie looked it up, and thank you very much for that, Julie. The Department of Education came into being during during the Carter administration. It was split off. It used to be Health, Education, and Welfare. Instead, it became HHS and the Department of Education. They split it in two. But I think as far as the educational component, I'm not sure what role the federal government has in it right now. I think that it's a very, very minimal role, and that should be a very, very minimal role. It's a local issue that local school boards should be taking care of without any concern about what the federal government wants to do there.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Joe, for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM680, if you want to weigh in the last handful of minutes on the show. Happy holidays to you, by the way. This is the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health, from essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue Product Consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site Why do it right now? Because believe me, this comes to an end tomorrow, man. It's about done. So get a head start on your health visits for 2025 and head start on your health. Visit res-q.com today.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Get ready for WCBM's Stake of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services, January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great text in from Scott in Westminster. Bruce, I want as many illegal aliens removed as much as you do. However, I hope ICE will not enter churches during worship service to remove illegal aliens. I agree completely. I don't think they should do that. ICE has the manpower and resources to remove illegals either before or after the church services. I hope federal agents will have respect for worship services. Yeah, I think that there's going to be a friction there is when the ICE agents find out that a church is housing illegal aliens 7 days a week, that is when I think it's going to get a little sticky. No, you certainly don't want to have a situation where they're barging in during a church service and hauling people away. I cannot see that in this society. However, if a church decides we're going to house these 25 illegals in our church basement 7 days a week, and 15 of those 25 illegals have violent histories, then I think you're going to have a situation where ICE is going to say, sorry, you're not listed as a motel. They can't stay here, but we do have a very nice room for them in Guadalajara. I mean, very straightforward. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. By the way, Chuck Whitaker has a very nice room or two for you in Guadalajara. He's on Airbnb and on VRBO. Just check it out.
It's actually Guatemala.
Guatemala. Do they have jalapenos there?
I think they do, senor.
Okay, that's good.
Si. the Beltway looks good. Nothing major there. JFX is clear. We're fine at both the harbor tunnels. And again, the skies. Now we had a little fog, haze earlier. Sun is out. Beautiful. Very nice. Very dry. So if you're traveling right now, you should be okay. A couple of things. Randallstown, the lake wreck, Liberty Road, Deer Park Road. And again, a vehicle hit a building in Towson. So the local traffic there. Pennsylvania Avenue, east of York Road, between Jefferson Avenue and Fairmount Avenue. That's going to be closed. They have an investigation underway. And there was some severe damage, apparently, to the building that was involved at that location. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Right now, Parkville has 48 degrees. Pikesville has 49 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. And coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, it is one Kim Klasick. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning. How
are
you doing?
I'm doing well. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here. Of course, we have a lot to talk about today. I will say that Baltimore City is celebrating because they did have a reduction in homicides. Mm-hmm. So we are going to give them their praise and talk about how we got there. Mm-hmm. Also, Jimmy Carter, as we know, passed away, 100 years old. We're going to talk a little bit about his legacy and what people are saying online. And then we're going to talk about what Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and so many others were discussing. And that is the visas, the work visas that we bring into the country. There were some people saying that we should look within America first, and then some people are saying, well, no, we want the best and the brightest, no matter where they're from. So we're going to discuss that. I know a lot of people are going to probably call in and give their points on that.
But wait a minute, I'm a little surprised you're not leading with, Julie, what I think is the story of the day. And that is in Baltimore City, they've been experimenting with one of two things to keep the rat population down. And I'm serious. I'm serious. This is a real story. And that they're going to have rat contraceptives.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So,
I didn't even see this story.
I mean, how could you not lead with this? They experimented. I mean, now apparently it's kind of a milkshakey drink that the rats will ingest, and they want people to have rat babies, which is probably a desirable thing. They experimented with tiny little rat IUDs.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that didn't work out very well.
I bet not.
Yeah. And then they tried tiny little rat condoms. Again, the same thing.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Mostly because the rats don't have a tiny little wallet they can put the condom in. What? This is news.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I will definitely look into that story. Thank you.
Sure. Kim Glazer comes up right after the 9:00 news. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Tim is in Crownsville. He's next up. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Bruce. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Your previous caller made the comment that the cotton gin was invented to pick cotton. I'm pretty sure it was invented to separate the seeds from the cotton, not pick it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to... go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to dispute the one thing when you talk about corporations not gouging anybody. I believe the automobile industry gouges people because of the fact of... A friend of mine ran a dealership, and he told me for the fact was, if a car came in there that they sell for $50,000, they only pay $25,000 to the manufacturer for the car, half of what they sold for. And besides that, when you second you drive that car off the lot, it's worth $5,000 less. So tell me how that's not gouging us.
Well, I don't... initially, I question those numbers. I know people who run dealerships. I'll check with them off the record and see if your numbers are right. I think the margins are much, much tighter than you're being led to believe, Tim. I don't think that they're buying a 50,000 vehicle for 25,000. My understanding is the margins are much tighter than that, and that now with the internet, of course, and with competition does, the car dealerships basically aren't in a position anymore of being able to mark prices up, saying, well, we have the only one of these around, because anybody can go on the internet through a number of different sites and decide which car they're going to buy, and what car could be in Portland, Oregon right now and in your driveway in 3 days. So that's kind of eliminated that. But I'll check, Tim, and good conscience, I will check to see exactly what the margins are, because my impression is it's far tighter than what you think. And as far as the car being worth less, that's why I buy used cars.
I agree, 100%.
All right. Let somebody else take the $5,000 loss. Thanks, Kim. We'll talk to you later. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
410-WCBM680 is our telephone number. Keep that online because Kim Glazer comes up next, and you'll need it in order to reach her. Mostly to talk about that rat issue in Baltimore City. I mean, she's going to lead with that. She's got to lead with that. That's a killer story. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, and for years now, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. Now, during fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather's changing, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today. Call them 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or you'll find them online at timkylecompany.com. That's KYLE. timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company year after year. Michelle Gisella, thank you very much. Executive Director Julie Ryder, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
WCVM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.